to Mr. Vice President. The right of freedom of assembly and of association is guaranteed by our Constitution, and its advancement is at the core of the current legislative reform agenda and the alignment of our national law to this Constitution. My delegation takes this opportunity to briefly outline the steps that the government of Zimbabwe has taken to address the issues raised in the Special Rapporteur's follow-up report. Regarding the exercise of the right to freedom of peaceful assembly, the framework under the Maintenance of Peace and Order Act has been improved, has improved the management of assemblies by simplifying the notice procedure regarding the convening of gatherings, setting a response time limit of 72 hours by regulating authority. Significant changes have been made in relation to the rules of engagement to support law enforcement in policing demonstrations. In addition, training modules on human rights standards regarding policing of demonstrations have been introduced in the training curricula of the security sector agencies. And with respect to the exercise of the right to the freedom of association, the legislative and administrative monitoring mechanisms prescribed by the PVO are designed to ensure that they are within the confinement of the law and in the public interest. The proposed amendments of the PVA mainly seek to address deficiencies relating to anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing identified in the 2016 Mutual Evaluation Report, which led to Zimbabwe being graylisted by the Financial Action Task Force. We are glad that this has been, the country has now been delisted. With regards to the implementation of the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission, most of the recommendations have either been implemented or are in the process of being implemented. Thank you, Chair.